it's very hard to switch gears when you are in a certain kind of a direction, a certain kind of a mood. That's because your energy is rolling in a certain direction. It's flowing in a certain way. And even though intellectually I can understand how to speak all kinds of things, but my energy has rolled out a carpet in another direction. So I have no choice. I have to walk down that carpet. So where are we going to end up? I have no idea. But what I do know is that if we can connect to whatever the flow is, we benefit. Now I know you've all heard, go with the flow. It's a cliche. We've heard it over and over again. We know what it means. Yeah, sure, go with the flow, right? But what does it mean, the flow? Whose flow? Which flow? Like, for example, if I'm in the subway, I follow the flow of the people. Well, maybe the people are going someplace different than I'm going. So I follow the flow only as long as it is in harmony to what I want. And when the door opens where I want to be, I break that flow and go specifically where I want to go. So in this case, what does go with the flow mean? One of the interesting things about cliches is that we all think we know what they mean, but when you examine them, we may not. The first thing we have to examine is, what is that flow? Who is that flow? Or who is creating that flow? And then we can consider whether we want to go in that direction. Now, some people have the idea that the flow, quote unquote, the flow, is something that comes from the universe. The universe creates this flow, and it's just moving that a special way for each and every one of us. And our only task is to figure out what it is and move with it. Other people think the flow is the material, quote-unquote, energy, which is pushing everybody towards death, which is filled with all the problems of life. And our business is to fight that flow and establish what's right. Some people think the flow is very much related to fate and destiny. There is a fate, there is a destiny out there which is determining all of our existence. Some people even use improperly the word karma to dictate how we're going to experience our fate. Now, when you consider all of these various definitions I've just given, the flow doesn't seem to be all that wonderful. So why should I go with it? So long as I define it in this way, going with the flow is counterproductive. It doesn't seem like something I want to do. It implies a kind of helplessness, that things are happening to me. There's these forces pushing me here and there. It's even considered like an ocean with waves and power just pushing us. And we are being battered in these waves here and there. Personally, me, I don't agree with any of this. Okay, that doesn't mean these things are not true. They don't exist. They don't happen. Of course there's an ocean. Of course the waves push us. Of course there's a universe. Of course there's planetary influences. Of course the subway moves in a certain direction. Of course life goes on from birth to death. But that's naturally so. But does that mean I give up? Sometimes when we say go with the flow, it can also mean just give up. Everything's hopeless. You just have to go to your death. That's all there is to it. And sometimes people say, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may die. Now, I have a different idea of the flow, as you can imagine. My idea is that energy is everywhere. And there's not just one flow somewhere, or some big flow somewhere that forces everything into specific patterns. Let's take quantum physics on the subatomic level as an example. On the subatomic level, that's on the level below, or even deeper, or even more small than the atomic level, everything is total chaos. There's no flow, there's no pattern. there's no symmetry. There's no structure. It says unlimited subatomic particles bouncing off each other in all which way. Okay, technically they're not even bouncing off each other. Actually, nobody's really sure how they work. It's totally mysterious because these particles do not follow any of the laws or patterns or structures that we are familiar with and that we build this creation with. And on top of this infinite chaos is this order. Within each of these substances that we are familiar with, that we can depend on, that we can see, feel, and touch, is total chaos. How did that chair come into existence? Well, there's people who design it, there's people who get the materials, there's people who gather the workers, there's people who build the factories. There's people who own the whole show and want to make money out of it. And there's people like me who want to sit in it. So the flow, if you will, of the production of that chair had a motive and had a goal. And because of these motives and goals, it appears. Now, I take that example to be a prototype for everything that we do, wish to do, or could do. That we are controllers. We have enormous capacity. We assemble energy under our command to do what we want. This is quite opposite of the traditional understanding of going with the flow, which is also a very religious understanding. There is God, there is fate. You are condemned if you don't do things right. You are judged and forced and pushed. Or if you do everything perfectly, you are rewarded with heaven. There are certain understandings here, like this predestination, where you might go, or the fate, or the destiny, or being good and getting somewhere. Okay, maybe in this specific case of going with the flow, these examples are not so great, but they'll make sense a little later on. I go walking with Gora often over here. And yesterday he was on my case very heavily. Now he's all embarrassed. He was saying, "You are not giving a goal." I said, "Yeah, sure, because, you know, I'm not goal-oriented. I don't push people towards goals." But actually, I was not saying it properly. I do have goals. For example, when I'm talking here to people, there is definitely a goal and definitely a direction. I want you to feel very confident in yourselves. I want you to connect with your being, that what you are, your essence. I want you to have faith in that essence, that being you are. And I want you to understand what it is you want on all levels. To allow yourself to want. Do not think that you cannot. To understand you are good enough. To understand you are wonderful. Okay, that's another cliche. But to understand you are good enough, that you are a spiritual being, and you can initiate the flow. Now, when we were playing music over here, we had no idea what we were going to play. So he plays some rhythm and hits a note, and all of a sudden, things are structured. For me, what's most important is what is the rhythm, what is the basic sound, and what key are we in? Because Shiva over here, he has this tendency to switch keys very rapidly, and I'm like, what is that? So a flow starts, a flow, the rhythm, a musical rhythm, the meter, the flow, the beat, this is a flow, it's moving. So the flow is there. What do I do? I have a choice. Shall I participate in this flow or not? Okay, I choose to participate. I have another choice. How shall I express myself within this energy? This energy is appearing for me. It's being handed to me on a plate. Here, take this. So I examine it, look at it, and say, how shall I express myself on this flowing plate? In which way shall I express my artistic painting or my artistic creation? It's just like if you've seen a wave is coming and you take your board and you paddle it away and then you jump up and you're going with the wave. The wave is coming. You recognize it. That is a wave I want. And you put yourself in just the right spot so that as it starts to swell, you're going to be lifted up and then shoot down it the way you want. And once you're shooting down, you move this way, you move that way, you try to get underneath the fall of the wave. That's the most sense gratification. Okay, I didn't create the wave, but I chose to take advantage of it in this particular way at this particular time. I didn't create the drum loop. I didn't create the bass line or whatever chords or melodies come from here. But I chose to ride on that wave. I can also choose not to. I have been in South America during times of a great revolution. I've been in Lebanon during the Civil War. I've had a lot of very frightening experiences in this way. The whole flow was towards smashing, destruction, rioting. I chose not to take part in that. I said, the way that is flowing, I don't like it. Sometimes there are political movements. There was a very great political movement to elect a president who managed to speak as if he was the new savior. And I looked and I said, it's like all the rest, just a very polished version. So I didn't want to participate. I said, no, thank you. So the flow means, to go with the flow means, and this is the key to this issue here, there is energy which is flowing in some way, and I observe it and choose it, and I participate with it. And I use that energy to expand myself, maybe to accomplish something, maybe to express something, maybe to help others. I used to be a fireman, some of you know that. And when there's a fire, everything is flowing to that fire, and engines and water and men and ladders and trucks and the whole show, and you're just trying to put out the fire. And all the people around are rooting for you. Go and get the fire, and you know, they're applauding you and they're telling you, go, go. So you go with the flow in a helpful way too. You see this in catastrophes. When there are major catastrophes in the world, people end up doing heroic things that they would never conceive of doing. There's a flow of energy to help, to be of service, to assist, and people just get swept up in it and they choose to participate. So the first goal, if I would be so bold as to start creating them, would be to understand you have the right choose to go with the flow of your choice. You pick it and you choose it and you go with it. And I would like to explain a little bit more about why that flow is so important, because if you try to go against a flow, the flow usually ends up stopping you. It hinders you. Sometimes I used to flow down the Ganges River for a couple of hours. It's such huge fun. You just lay around and flop all over the place. And no matter what you do, you're flowing down the river because it's really fast. But if you turn around and you start to swim against the flow, what happens? You don't get anywhere. There's no human who can go up against that current. In fact, we used to laugh. We'd be going full speed like this and we'd be ending up like that. Now, if you can recognize the flow of energy, you can optimize your life. If you recognize, here is a flow, I feel it, it's moving this way, then any smart person would understand, I should, if I wish to participate in this flow, go with it like this. So the first thing to do is to be sensitive to flow. To know when to go with it or when to back away from it. Fighting it is not a very optimal situation. Okay, sometimes like in war, you need to stand totally still in a place and not allow the enemy to go past you because otherwise there'd be slaughter. Okay, that's another kind of opposing the flow. That's war. But for us as people, normal people, not warrior, I would think that it's very valuable to be able to feel how things are flowing and to place oneself so that the flow hits us here and sends us forward. Now, not every flow is one you want to be in. So if it's not something you want to be in, don't allow it to just push you. Go sideways or avoid it. These are conscious choices. When we were doing this whole thing about feeling chi the other day and manipulating it and everything, these features of energy sensitivity can be used in all aspects of life. You can also create a flow. You can create a flow by just simply talking about it. You can have an idea, so you speak about it. You speak about it with others. Many people get together. It's an idea who's starting to flow. And what is the greatest way to get an idea flowing? To get people excited about it. Enthusiastic. If you're excited about something, energy just explodes. Because you feel like, wow, yeah. And you want to just jump into it. You want to just get be part of it. What power people have. It's incredible the power we have. We are not victims. We become victims when we desire to be victims. When we conclude that we are the victim, we're the victim. Because we are, in fact, initiators. We have power. We have force. And if we choose to be a victim, then we become a victim. Who is that famous Russian who was in 18-somethings in jail all the time and refused to be the victim?
Кто постоянно сидел в тюрьме в 19 веке и отказывался быть жертвой?
Before him also, but...
Who? It wasn't the
same. He's also true, but there was one even before. He's a famous author. Anyway, these people refuse to be a victim. They refuse to be a victim of a particular kind of flow that worked against them. There are some who die because they refuse to be victims. You know, they say, if you repudiate, you understand that one? If you speak against your country, we will let you go. And then they say, no, I will never do that. They say, if you don't do that, we will kill you. They say, I will not do that. And the captors get very frustrated because their whole point is to make you afraid so that you will do what they want. And what's the greatest fear? I'm going to kill you or I'm going to cause you pain. But certain human beings have said, I shall not be a victim of your pushing me in this way. I shall do what is right. I shall do what I feel is best. Because we have that power, every one of us. I think the goal of energy work is to feel the energy. Where is it coming from? What is it? What does it feel like? What does it want from me? What do I want from it? Is there benefit in this? Is there not? In other words, Whatever it is that's coming towards me, examine it, accept it, feel it, consider it, and make an appropriate response. If you can learn that art, you can figure out how to capture the flow of life. These guys at Apple, they're incredibly smart. Okay, let's be really honest. Steve Jobs, he's very smart. And what does he do? He feels the flow of people's future. Where are they leading? What do they really want? And he comes up with these products that you never in a million years thought you would ever want. Not one person on this planet had the feeling that they could not live without an iPhone. No one knew what an iPhone was. But he thought ahead. Everybody's, you know, messing around with all these things, put everything in one device, they're going to want it. He comes up with the iPhone, and all of a sudden, nobody can live without it. All great businessmen share that kind of feeling, that they feel the flow of people's desires, people's greed and lust, and they take that flow and they turn it into their own profit. You know, the whole stock market runs on psychology. It should run on other principles, economic principles. But some psychiatrists, psychologists from big-time research institutes found out that according to the newspaper headlines, according to the public hysteria, the stock market would move. So they started predicting the movement of the market according to psychology. And they're getting enormous returns from it. It's a flow. Fear is one of the most amazing flows in this world. With fear, we create so many things. Just by our fear, we can destroy anything good. Nothing flows faster and more powerfully than hysteria. There's a club, there's a fire. Nightclub, you know. And they have these like tinsel things and they shoot off fireworks. And there's a fire. How many people die from burns? In a club of 100? What? 6? How many people die from being stampeded by all the hysterical people trying to get out one little door? Fear killed more people than the fire they were afraid of. Fear is an incredible weapon. It's being used all the time by propaganda, people who make propaganda of various kinds. It's an incredible flow. It's an incredible power. Probably, as far as I can see, there's no greater power that makes things happen in this particular world we live in than fear. We see now the fear creating all kinds of international tension in the Middle East. So what I do personally, if I see the news, I just feel the flow of what that idea is supposed to make me feel. And then I try to understand who's going to make money out of this. Who's going to make money out of making me feel afraid? What is it they want me to buy? What is it they want me to do? And once I understand it, I reject it. Because it's that group of people initiating a flow of fear that is meant to control us. And we become victimized by fear. So if you can feel these flows of energy, you can deal with them. Now spiritually, this works equally well. If the flow is to avoid going to hell, for instance, it's very much connected with fear. If you feel that fear in yourself, that if you don't do such a thing, you're going to end up in a hellish condition or something, you should understand it's something that's not of you. It is not of your being. It is not of your energy. It's an idea meant to create within you a victimization. As a spirit, the being, as a spirit, we flow with love. We flow within that energy of the love that is naturally spiritual being. And this love of the spiritual being is a flow which is of a totally different nature than all those flows based on fear. In fact, one can even use the idea of what would love do? What way in which would love flow? In which way would love bring us to some better place altogether spiritually? It's a flow in the same way that all of these psychological flows that are in the market or in the fearful flows in politics or in the way in which business is made. And it is initiated in the exact same fashion. A group of people can get together. They can exchange and experience that love that is there of their being. And they can start expanding that and creating a flow with that. You initiate flows of love between people because you feel some compatibility. You feel some reason to do so. You want to. It's a desire. You initiate a flow of love with the deities because you want to do so. It's your reason for being. It's your desire. Unless it starts with you, it won't happen, that flow. Even if the deities, for instance, were to let all kinds of love flow everywhere, but you were blocked off, you were dull, you'd walk right through it sideways, you wouldn't even know it was there. You might say, something is there, but you don't really catch it for what it is. But if you consciously, for example, accept the love of the deities, this acceptance, this is catching the flow. You initiate that. That is your power, your choice. You don't have to be, for example, dominated by fear. Fear of other people, fear of the society, fear of fate, fear of death. You simply accept. You initiate this. Acceptance is not passivity. It's an act to accept. It's something you have to do. If I give you a present, you have to take it. If I give you a present and you just stand there, handing you a box of chocolate, you have to do an act. You have to take the chocolate. So you have to initiate acceptance. First of all, you have to want to. If you don't want to, you block it off. You have to desire. And then you have to initiate. If you stand before the deities and you wish to accept their energy, you must open the doors and become magnetic, spiritually magnetic. When you are accepting, you are magnetic. When you are transmitting, you are electric. So you have to open the door and turn on your magnet and attract that love. Sometimes people say, I don't feel love. Then we sometimes ask, but do you love? Sometimes people, they don't love others. They don't offer their love to others. Or they just offer their love and they never accept. Love is a two-way street. There is acceptance. There is transmission. There's also the other state where they mix together, where both are accepting and transmitting simultaneously. But the most important of all aspects is acceptance. I accept. I turn to the deities and I just say, I accept your love. Now, love can be a very general term, but I'm using it to express that particular energy within which so many things exist. I accept your love, I accept your words, I accept your encouragement, I accept whatever it is you wish to give me, I accept. There is a flow coming. If I don't feel it, I can't accept it and catch it. But am I simply an acceptor, nothing else? Well, that starts to sound very selfish. I'm an exploiter. I just take, take, take. No, I also transmit my love. I send it. When some people tell me I don't feel loved, I say, you don't feel loved, but can you accept the love? Can you accept the love from God? What, can you accept the love from other people? I don't feel loved. Maybe you're not accepting the love. The love is there. For example, the deities, they give love all the time. That flow of love is flooding here all the time. This flow of love is infinite. It has no cessation. It has no limitation. The flow of love from the divine, from the supreme, is unlimited. If someone says, I don't feel loved, well, that means they're not accepting it. And back again to the beginning. This flow. You're good enough to accept the flow. And all you have to do is place yourself by choice in that flow and accept it. Without fear. Without fear.
Yes, God.
Nobody can tell you you're not good enough, or you're too sinful, or you're too fallen, or you're too something. That you've never felt. Well, okay, maybe you have, that's the problem. Coming from the Supreme has no purpose, no interest in segregating people. All people are part of the Supreme. We share that being, that essence, that is spirit. And all these flows that are there are initiated by being, by spirit. When politicians initiate a flow, it's people, spirit, initiating a flow. Same with businessmen. Same with religionists. Same with rock stars. It's creating a flow. People, energy, being, spirit say, we want to do this. We will now create this transmission, and we will create it in such a way that it will be focused in a certain direction. The power of human beings is unbelievable. We have incredible power. But me personally, I don't know about you, I don't really care about the power. I don't have any desire to go out and make money. I don't have a desire to build buildings. I don't have a desire to make a political statement. I don't have a desire even to change the world. My real deepest desire is none of this means anything. None of this has any value unless I can just feel that love of the Supreme and accept that love, embrace that love. And if I have any capacity at all to help others or assist others or inspire others to share that experience, I wish to do so. That's my desire. That's what I feel like inside. You know, I could, if I had to have been a businessman, I would have been the biggest flop I could ever imagine. I mean, I can, from a purely academic point of view, I can tell you how to make a business. But I don't have the lust of a businessman. I just don't value those kind of things enough to succeed. It's just the way I am. I couldn't even be a successful musician. I can't sit and practice all day long and get better and better and figure out how to do everything in 20 million ways. There's no way I'm going to play in clubs, especially if they smoke in them. Long ago, I did the touring all over the place with the Gauranga Bhajan band. You know, every night a new city, every night another program. Oh, it was awesome. You know, remember that, I don't know if you remember, in Moscow in 1994, 32,000 people at the Olimpisky Stadium in Moscow. A real musician would have said, this is it. I took one look at that crowd out there and I went, let me out of here. I was scared to death. Well, there were other reasons for that too. We had hired 200 policemen to help. And when they saw how many people were there, the chief of police came to me and he said, there's no way we're going to deal with 32,000 people. One of my men's going to get hurt. We're out of here. It's all on you. And I was like, please, please, please don't leave. And so I tried to send out a flow of peace. And luckily there were no incidents. I'm not fit for this. I like to do this exactly. You sit there, I stand here. I try to figure out how to express this connection. And because I focus on this, I feel that it's easier for others to feel that flow. And all this talk I've been doing tonight is boiled down to don't be afraid. Fear is an illusion. It's created by other energies. You can accept it or reject it as you like. You have the right to accept whatever flow you wish to accept. You have the power to do this, and you are certainly good enough to accept the flow coming from the Supreme. The Supreme is divine. Divine means you shouldn't have to be afraid. Divine means full of love, and it is flowing. It is flowing to us. And we have one responsibility and one responsibility only. To accept. And what stops us from accepting? Fear. I'm not good enough. I'm sinful. I'm immoral. I'm bad. I'm not good enough. And so we come before God and we confess and we confess and we confess. And we're so busy confessing we forget to accept the love. If I was God, and I was standing up there, and I could speak to you like I'm speaking now, I would say, oh, just everybody, shut up. Stop all this confessing jazz. Stop telling me how bad you are. I already know that. You think you're going to come here before me and tell me something I don't know? What kind of faith is this? Hey, God, you don't know me, but I am really bad. Give me a break. God knows everybody. Isn't that the definition of God? God knows me better than I know me. I am God's energy. So why should I waste God's time coming before the deity and saying, I'm this bad, I'm that bad, I confess this, I confess that. I should not. I should respect that I'm coming before omniscience. And you shouldn't waste time. And okay, somebody may say, hey, I know somebody's thinking, this confession is not for God's sake, it's for my sake. I have to admit my sin, mea culpa, mea culpa. Yeah, but does it really help? What you're really doing is you're coming up and saying, I'm bad, I'm bad, I'm bad, I'm bad. You're creating that mood. Using flow theory, you're going before God and you're bringing this flow of how bad you are to God. And because you're feeling so bad, you're blocking the capacity to receive the gift because of all this negativity you bring. Is that smart? I don't think so. It's not even necessary. And everybody who tries it and just accepts. Okay, I am what I am. Not important. At least not right now, right here. Okay, maybe it's important when I go home and I'm about to say something nasty to my family. Yes, then I should watch myself and say, oh, no, stop that. But right here, right now, why is it needed? So I will accept. Whatever I am, I am. Isn't that self-realization? I am what I am, and I can be nothing else. I can't be you. I can't even be what somebody thinks I should be. I can only be what I am. And why should I judge that? Why should I judge? Why should I put a value on what I am? It's not like when I walk in here, I'm going to have some meter that says I am, you know, 83% of something. I am what I am, and that's fine. Because I can't be anything else right now than what I am. And here is not the place to lament about that. Here is the place to say, I am. You are. We are. I accept. And to send my love through that acceptance as like an embrace of energy as the flow goes back and forth. When you feel that love from the divine, it's no problem to reciprocate it because it's natural. As soon as you feel it, you'll recognize it as your own energy too, because it's identical. You are part of the divine. So the energy is identical. But this source, supreme source, is letting flow to me, this receiver here, and I'm accepting it, and my source here is sending my love there. And like we were saying the other day, and again, what I'm trying to do with this discussion, and I know in the beginning it was a little bit troublesome as I was going through this introduction of flow, but what I'm trying to do is get everybody to understand that this flow, this give and take, is there in every single aspect of life. I happen to be very highly attuned to plants. I flow my love to the plants and I hold their leaves and I ask them how they are and I wish them to grow nicely. They accept that. I go before big trees and I ask them for support and just be held by the tree, and they give that. The more you are sensitive to this flow, you'll see that flow there with plants. Everybody who has a dog sees it. If you take care of your dog, if you love your dog, you feel that exchange. Horses, when you're on a horse like a dressage, and you become so connected to that horse, you feel every movement of the horse. And if you just very subtly move, just a little bit, the horse instantly responds to the slightest movement. If you're watching all these in Belgium, the World Federation of Dressage and the Olympics and everything, they're just sitting there, and you think they're doing absolutely nothing. But the horse is going this way, and then up and down that way, and how's that happening? It's this sensitivity. Flow.
It's a batok.
Some parents can deal with their children in such a wonderful way. And the children are reciprocating with the parents in such an adorable way. That's because the parents understand the flow of the child. The child understands the flow of the parents. They accept the flow. They tune to it. But when your attitude, you're not in the flow, you have some people take care of plants, the plants die instantly. They have no conception what to do. The dog gets angry and bites you because you're just doing everything all wrong. The horse says, what is going on up here? Boom! Boom! You go flying off. If you want to flow, you have to tune to the flow. Like when we play music, I have to tune to this flow harmonically. If I'm not tuned to it, everything wrong. Last October 17th in Moscow, you know, my eyes are not the greatest, so there's only a little tiny screen here which tells us what note it is you're tuning to. So the third string from the bottom is a D string, and I tuned it to D flat. And so I'm playing like normally, and these weird sounds are coming out. I said, scales that I've never played before. Same kind of jazz. Weird scale. And Shiva was looking at me like, huh? And then he tuned to that too. And we were playing this wild, every now and then totally a half tone off thing. It sounded great. We loved it. You gotta go with the flow. You gotta feel it. You gotta understand it. You gotta adjust to it. If you develop this sensitivity, and it starts right here, This is not the ultimate. This is the beginning, middle, and end. It's not that connecting to God is something you can only do after many lifetimes. It's the beginning, middle, and end. And if you know that, if you feel this, if you can reciprocate this, you can do it anywhere you want, anytime you want. Why you don't do that with other people? Well, you look at another person and you go, why should I do that with you? I don't trust. Trust the divine, totally, but you? And this way we have our problems. We have to get to know each other. But there are some who walk around and just transmit that love that they are as beings and heal all around them. I've met people who are so incredibly pleasant, but much more than pleasant. There's something about their presence just makes you feel like you smile inside. I'm not that kind of person. I'm the kind of person who makes you challenged. I'm sorry about that. I'm very pushy. But there are people who are just so beautiful. They just make you smile inside. They're just so nice. I've heard that Mother Teresa was like that. My uncle actually used to drive her around. But he was her driver and whenever she would come visit in America. Work for the church. And he said wherever she was, just had that smile inside, like this faith in humanity. I've met many people. I don't want to get into a whole list here. But it's just this beauty of their being heals those who are in their presence. You don't have to talk to others to heal them. You don't have to do something to heal them. You can just be that love which heals. Nothing is more healing than to accept another person for whatever they are. To let them know they are good enough. They are loved. They are accepted. This is the fundamental basis of spirituality. That I, the being, am that spiritual love. And I share that, what I am, in whatever interaction or wherever I am. Now, this whole idea of flow, I want to develop more in the next few days. But I think this way in which I've explained it tonight is very important because we are in a very special place here. This place is very special. We have incredibly powerful personalities here. These incredibly powerful personalities, they're just letting their energy flow throughout this room. Not only love, but knowledge, but peace, but shelter. And this place is a sanctuary. And it's open for you all the time. Unless somebody else is in here doing something in their own way, through a spiritual program. But the deities are here all the time. They wait for you. Be friends with them. Visit them. Reciprocate. You will find this beautiful shelter